We're glad that you are available today because yesterday we spoke with a group of filmmakers associated, you know, having gone, they were students at Murray State University. They've been making a Civil War-related film called The Middle Ground with locations all in and around Hopkins County as well. So it's nice to have another film showcasing local, recognizable local landmarks. I want you to talk about that. But also, this is, seems like a zany vampire film. Do the concept. Okay, I'm a producer and you're pitching the film. Do that concept line. It's really funny.
About the aging vampire?
Yeah, the aging caretaker line.
The aging caretaker. Yes, the aging caretaker who works for a powerful vampire has to help hunt down a rogue half-breed vampire at the same time that he trains his two apprentices, his caretaker apprentices. So it's more about the humans in this case, but it is the vampire world. And it's a pretty serious movie. It's one of our probably more...
So I shouldn't be laughing. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I wondered what you found funny about it, but I guess because I know the movie very well. So it's a somewhat of a serious, mature, I would say, movie for us.
It sounds like you have some very high power cast members.
Yes, actually, this time we do have Bilt Johnson is in it. He played Leatherface in the Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2. He was in our last movie as well. And we have Joe Estevez this time. Most people will know him as Martin Sheen's brother, but he's an actor in his own right. He's done over 200 films, and he was just wonderful to work with.
How did this film come together for your production company?
Well, this is our eighth feature film. I mean, we have a premiere, you know, every year, and we just get more and more fans. We have a schedule that we follow, and we're already working on the next one, getting ready to do auditions. But we were able to pull the cast together last summer and filmed in the late summer and fall, and then we edit for months, and we, have our premiere in June usually. So that's what's coming up.
Did you write the film?
I did not write this one. I'm writing. We alternate years. Steve wrote and directed The Caretakers, but we collaborate on everything. We're truly a collaborative team, but we do alternate kind of years as far as writing. It helps to give us a break a little bit so that, you know, if we're focusing on one thing while the other person focuses on the writing.
Talk about some of the settings that you mentioned in the press release about The Caretakers in and around Hopkins County.
Oh, yes. We're in Hopkins County. We have a few houses that we film in Madisonville, but we are also in Dawson Springs in the downtown, the old building downtown Dawson Springs, and in the streets there. People who live in Dawson Springs will recognize that. And then we filmed a lot of this one in Princeton. And we're downtown in Princeton, Kentucky, and also the Big Springs Park there, which has a wonderful setting backdrop for one of our scenes. But we were also in a house there that's called the Pollock House, I believe, and it is it's pre-Civil War. It's just a wonderful location. Probably almost half of the movie was filmed there, and that was just really it had its own energy that kind of lend itself to the movie, the setting. So it was great.
At Colonel Newsom's too?
I'm sorry?
Were you at filming at Colonel Newsom's as well?
Oh, we were. We were right out front of Newsom's store. So that's a real brief scene, but still, can we just have some iconic things in the film?
Yeah,
you'll see,
yeah,
you'll recognize.
Sure. So you're having a big premiere Saturday. The best thing is that admission price gets you a DVD of The Caretakers.
Yes, we've done that for several years. You can get tickets in advance and even save a few dollars. our website is bigbitingpigproductions.com, and you can find out all the information there. But the premiere is on Saturday at the Ballard Convention Center, which is the Hopkins County Fairgrounds here. This is the second year we've had it at the Ballard Convention Center. So we have a red carpet. It's at 5:30 is when the doors open, 7 o'clock is when the movie starts, and yes, you walk away not just having been part of this premiere, which is a lot of fun. It's just the kind of energy I can't even, you know, begin to explain. You just have to be there to you know, to experience it, but you also walk away with the movie.
So I'd love to know as well who did the poster art, because it's pretty cool.
The poster art was done by our artistic director, is Timothy Blair. He does a lot of photography locally, and he is the person who took that picture, set up that photo and took that photo. She is the main vampire of the movie. The world that the movie is set in revolves around her. So, yeah, he did most of our artwork. We're really happy to have him.
What were the biggest challenges in producing The Caretakers for you guys?
The biggest challenge for this one was that we were filming at night a lot, and getting enough light, but also the right kind of light, that's a big challenge in and of itself. We were outside a lot, and we went really late nights many times. So that was one of the big challenges. We had a really great time filming, though we always do, but it still can be taxing to be on your feet for, you know, 8, 10, 12 hours in the 3 o'clock in the morning. But it's a lot of fun.
PJ, what draws you to making movies?
I have always been a writer and a storyteller. I tell you, the thing about regional filmmaking, it really has taken off now because it's possible. You don't have to go to Hollywood and be part of the Hollywood system to make a movie. And I love the storytelling part of it. I love the collaborative part of it. The fact that I may have an idea and I may write the script and I may, you know, get the cast together, but all of these people come together and their collaborative energy is what makes the story what it is. It's bigger than just what I envisioned in my mind. And when everybody comes to see it, all those people who were involved and all our fans who, you know, come back year after year, they take ownership in that too. They become part of that. In fact, we call our fans piglets. I'm not sure whether they are fond of that or not, but you know, we really appreciate our fans and we pull them into the process as much as we possibly can.
Do you have a fan Facebook page?
We do. If you look up Big Biting Pig, you will find us on Facebook. We have a Twitter. We also have a Tumblr. but the Facebook page has a lot of fans, and it's really just keeps growing and growing. We've got a lot of on this week about the premiere coming out. People are really enjoying the buzz, I think.
Excellent. It sounds like great fun. Thank you for being with us today, PJ, and congratulations to y'all.
Well, thank you. I hope some of you all will come out and join us because it's a good time.
Excellent. PJ Woodside, Big Biting Pig Productions, with the premiere of The Caretakers this Saturday. Thank you.
Thanks.